In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the first parak Masechta Gittin. The Mishnah begins, Tamivi get be'eretz Yisrael. If we have a shaliach of the husband who's bringing the get to divorce the husband's wife, and he's doing so from one place in Eretz Yisrael to another, then unlike we learned in yesterday's Mishnah, we say, Ein utzarich shoma b'fnei nechta b'fnei nechta. In that situation, this shaliach doesn't have to say that the get was both written and signed in front of him. So therefore, im yesh alav oririn, if the husband then comes and protests and says this get is forged, I never instructed it, then we say yit kayem b'chot mav. Then we simply have, as we explained yesterday in the introduction to yesterday's Mishnah, then simply all we have to do is find witnesses that can recognize and substantiate the signatures that are on that get. And once those two signatures are being validated, then we simply disregard the protests of the husband. Let's continue. Hamivi get mi minat hayam. If someone brings a get from overseas to Eretz Yisrael, ve'ein yachol, and he cannot say befanai nichtav befanai nichtam, like we said he was required to do so yesterday, then what should we do? Mishnah says, im yesh alav eidin, if there are witnesses available that can substantiate the witnesses, yitkeim b'chot mav, then those signatures can be validated, and then the get can be handed over. That works fine if you remember, according to yesterday's Mishnah, according to Pinya Rava, that the whole concern is that we won't have witnesses available to substantiate the signatures. Since we have it here, then it's fine. What about the position of Rava, who said the whole concern is not related to substantiating the signatures, but they simply they don't know the laws of Gittin outside Eretz Yisrael, which should still be a concern since his get came from outside Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara explains that Rabbah says this Mishnah is referring to a time once outside Israel that already learned the laws of Gittin and were as proficient as those in Eretz Israel. So the concern of the get is written Lishma for the purposes of divorce was no longer a concern anymore. It was assumed that it did it correctly. So then why do we need to still say B'fanai Nechta, B'fanai Nechta? Well, according to Rabbah, the practice was continued just in case the situation outside Israel declined and people would start forgetting the laws of the Gittin once again, and the concerns that Rabbah had would raise their head again. So therefore, let's continue the practice in case that situation eventuated. Let's learn Mishnah Dalet. Achad Gitei Nashim v'chad Shichru Avadim Shavu Lamalech Olamevi. So not only with Gittim, with the Shaliach, when he's coming to Eretz Israel or taking to Chutz La'aretz, according to Chachamim, that he would have to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. Also, a Get Shichrur, which refers to similar to like Gitei Nashim, but meaning a document through which, in this situation, an Eved is freed. If a Shaliach is bringing that to the Eved, he would also have to say B'fanei Nechtav and B'fanei Nechtam. The reason is because by the laws of Shtar Shechrurin, the same two concerns that Rav and Rabba expressed before would apply. One, they have to be written Lishma, for the purpose of this Eved who is going to be freed. So then Rabba's concern, maybe Chosar, the concern that they didn't read it up right, the Shema would be present. And now their concern is that maybe it will be protested and the Eidim would be able to be available to substantiate the signatures, would also appear in the case of Geti Shichru when one freeing an Eved as well. So therefore they instituted B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam, as long as the Shaliach said that, then any protests of the previous owner would be disregarded. And says, V'zeh chad min adrachim. This is one of the ways that we find that the shav sheshavu gitei nashim v'shichru avadim, that documents of divorce and documents through which an eved is freed, the laws are the same. That's one of the ways that they are the same, and we'll learn about them, I think, more later. Those are Mishnah today.